play football for the University of Minnesota, and that's really enough for me.
You other teammates, is it something you guys talk about, or you just kind of do your thing, really?
Yeah, I think most of the guys on the team, we just really do our thing. I know some guys on the team would like to have a little bit more money here and there, but you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm just it's just an honor to be able to be on scholarship and play football.
The Big Ten now in its current state, 14 teams now, 2 teams from the East Coast. What kind of shape do you see the conference in now? And do you see it heading anywhere different, or do you just keep kind of seeing the same footprint?
I think it looks cool where it's at, and I'm pretty excited about the new teams being in. It just makes that much more competition, and you know, I love that part of football. So I feel like it helps out the Big Ten.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you,
Mitch. Last year you got a chance to start that game against Iowa. What did you take away from that? That maybe helped you grow as the season went on.
I didn't actually start against Iowa last year.
Right.
I didn't play that one.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Unfortunately.
That's right. No, I forgot that
yeah.
You started that. But there was talk about you starting that game.
Yeah, because I came out for the San Jose State.
But then when you went through that week and you didn't get a chance to play,
it was tough because it was literally a game before Coach had asked Philip, you healthy? He was like, yeah. So that's when I found out I wasn't starting. You know, wasn't sure if I was going to maybe get in there and play a little bit. Ended up not, but obviously a game that I would have really liked to play in, and I'm looking forward to this year.
Now, for you going through this offseason, knowing that you are the guy, how has that helped in terms of being able to build rapport with some of your other teammates?
Yeah, it's been really great, actually, and I couldn't thank my teammates enough for just being, for how hungry they are and how bad they're wanting to win ball games this year, and looking up to me as their leader, and it's honestly been really a really great time, and I'm very excited for this season.
What's the area of your game that you feel you've been working on the most here this offseason?
Passing game, definitely. We've added some stuff to our passing game, and we've got some new weapons at receiver and tight end that I'm really excited for, and we're going to have a good year this year.
How do you build off of a season like you had where you guys were able to win 8 games and go to a bowl for the second year in a row?
Right. That was a big running year for us too, and I feel like if you add more passing game into that, it just makes us that more versatile and that much better of a football team, really.
How key is the month of November going to be for you guys, considering that you're looking at a stretch where you play Iowa, Ohio State at home, and then you go end the year with Nebraska, Wisconsin on the road?
Right. The biggest thing is just going to be able to stay healthy through that stretch there and keep all our guys ready to go and fresh week by week.
Is there anybody, when you look at the offense, that maybe people aren't talking about them right now, but as the season wears on, they're going to garner a lot more attention?
I'd have to say Drew Walutarski and KJ May, two receivers that I really think are going to have really good years this year.
What stands out or what stood out to you about them when you've been working with them this offseason?
Just their work ethic and drive to want to compete, especially KJ being a junior now and being a little bit banged up last year with hernia. I think it's going to be a really good season for him because he's worked extremely hard.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.